Hi, really happy to be joined now by Jordan Edgett, who is the Director of Athletics at Manchester Essex Regional High School. And Jordan, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Rick? Thanks for having me.
Doing well. You know what, Jordan, looking up your bio, pretty interesting stuff. You've been around here, a great athlete and so on. Tell us a little bit about how you ended up at Manchester Essex as the AD. Tell me a little bit about your background.
So after I graduated from college, I spent 10 years in operations. And then I moved back up here and got a job as the assistant athletic director at St. John's Prep. And after 4 years working there, I was able to land this job here in Manchester. And just finishing up my first year here now.
Well, I want to get to that, but before I do, you know, this Major League Baseball thing has been bugging me. What's your view of what's going on now with baseball? Because hockey's gearing up to get back underway. Basketball is gearing up to get back underway, but baseball seems to be up.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I've been following it, and it's just obviously it's all about financials and, you know, discussions between millionaires and billionaires and trying to find a common ground. And it seems like you know, the last couple of weeks they really haven't gotten made any progress to get back out in the field. And I mean, it's disappointing because obviously I'm a, you know, big baseball fan, and it's one of the lower risk sports with the less contact, and You'd think that they would have been one of the first sports to be out playing, and so it's definitely very unfortunate.
Yeah, that's interesting that you bring that up, because there is not a lot of contact, is a better way to put it, as opposed to, you know, some of the other sports, certainly, you know, football. Huh? Tennis is one thing you can get out there and play, and I think also golf. And you know, having said that, we talked a little while ago, we had the captains on and so on at the end of the year. We all know how that has gone, but school pretty much now is over in terms of, you know, the formal schedule. So looking back on the year, Jordan, how would you assess your first year at Manchester Essex? What are some of the highlights for the program?
I mean, this year was, there were so many different surprises, but I enjoyed this year. The students were by far the best part about working here in Manchester. There's very little issues with conduct, behavior, things like that. Students are awesome. So, you know, I definitely enjoyed working with the students. The teams did very well, competing in the fall and in the winter. Pretty much all the teams made the playoffs and made deep runs, especially in the fall. So watching them compete, going deep into the tournament, I mean, I was looking forward to the spring. We had some good teams built up for the spring as well, so it was unfortunate.
Yeah, absolutely.
To watch some of them.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And yeah, I, you know, building those relationships, I taught physical education as well. I got to know the students pretty well. And it was a bummer that, you know, some of the seniors are graduating without, I wasn't able to watch them play. But yeah, the students by far were the best part of my job so far.
One of the great things that I found out about, we talked with Coach Hutton last night from football, and, you know, he was saying you may have 2 to 4 kids who are going to go on to play college football from Manchester Essex High School. And, you know, being around the Northeastern Conference, Cape Ann League, you think, well, you know, Rockport, Manchester, they're little schools, they have little kids. But that ain't the case. The kids are tough over there, and you got quite a program going.
No, yeah, it's great. I mean, we're definitely one of the smaller schools in the area. But because we're such a good school academically as well, like one of the better public schools in the state, kids are more apt to stay here and go to public school rather than, you know, going to a private school or going to a school like St. John's Prep. So you can build up your athletic programs with kids that, you know, stay locally. And we do have a lot of very talented student athletes here.
You know, going into your second year, you should have been able to take the things that you learned this year, maybe some of the missteps, if there were any, maybe some of the guidance you got from other ADs, and kind of readjust and get ready, gear up for this. But this is all brand new coming up for you in September, and it's all brand new for the other ADs too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had Triple E in the fall, and obviously now in the spring with the pandemic. It was a very unexpected, surprising year, but you know, we teach kids to, you know, how to deal with adversity. So we're going to try to make you know, a positive come out of this, and hopefully we use sports to unify people come fall.
Where are you right now, Jordan? What's the plan with fall sports? Because the kids just get out, but, you know, another 5, 6, 7 weeks here, you know, we could be gearing up to get started again.
Yeah, I mean, as right now, we're the athletic directors are kind of planning business as usual, knowing that it won't be business as usual. Obviously, there'll be different protocols and restrictions come fall, but we're kind of playing a waiting game right now, waiting for the state to hand down guidelines for us and for the MIA to start implementing, you know, new protocols for what we're going to be doing this fall. So, yeah, step one is just waiting for the state give us a better sense of what the classroom setting will look like, and then giving the MIA some guidelines on how we can approach sports, and then working with the athletic directors. I know the MIA will be enforcing some guidelines, so it's a very fluid situation, and, you know, my opinion on how things will run is different from how it was a week ago, and it'll probably be different next week, so I don't think we really will have a clear idea until, you know, we get to, you know, mid-August.
I get that, yeah. And you picked a hell of a year to start as full-time AD. That's amazing. Anything else you want to mention about the kids, about the program, about your first year and going into your second year at Manchester?
No, I'm looking forward to the fall. And like I said, just said before, you know, there's no better avenue than sports to bring people together. And I can't wait for the fall and to watch the kids compete again. It's going to be exciting to have everyone together and to compete.
All right.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'll be over there sometime in August or September, Jordan, so be looking forward to meeting you. But in the meantime, stay safe, and thanks for talking to us. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Looking forward to meeting you as well.
Talk to you later. Thanks, Jordan. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. That's Jordan Edgett, who is the director of athletics at Manchester Essex High School.